This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey said Sunday it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week near the Turkey-Syria border. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin had called for economic sanctions against Turkey. Mr. Putin signed a decree which restricts Russian imports of some Turkish products, prohibits extensions of contracts for Turks who are working in Russia, and impacts the operations of Turkish companies in Russia.
Yaşanan hadiseden dolayı
On Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. The Islamic State-linked group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northern Nigeria that killed at least 22 people who were marching in a procession of Shiite pilgrims. The blast near the city of Kano came just days after two female bombers blew themselves up, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 100 others in a city of 2.1 million residents. Extremist attacks in the region have become routine in recent months. Voters in Burkina Faso are choosing a new president and parliament today in what is being called the country's most open election in history. Former President Blaise Compaoré tried last year to get rid of the constitutional term limits and make himself eligible for another term in office. The move brought protests that forced him to resign. An interim government followed with the election set for October. A brief failed military coup forced that process to be postponed. Final results expected late Monday. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is continuing his three-nation Africa tour, moving from Uganda today to the Central African Republic. On his second day in Uganda, the Pope visited a youth event, and Sergino Rosblad was there.
It was a cheerful atmosphere, with the Pope attracting a large crowd at the Kololo Airstrip youth event. Many young Ugandans wanted to see the leader of the Catholic Church from up close. But the event was more than just a celebration of the Pope's visit. Many hope to learn from the pontiff, like 23-year-old Tom Asaba.
We have a lot to learn from him, especially in the world of temptation. The youth are having a lot of temptations at the moment, and we believe him giving us a word of hope, it can really transform the youth in Uganda.
Young Ugandans, who make up 70% of the country's population, face many issues, including widespread unemployment. The changing climate and the role humans play is also a matter of concern to some youth, and they believe that the Catholic Church, led by the Pope, can offer ways to change. Sergio Rosblad for VOA News, Kampala.
Philippines has received new fighter jets this weekend from South Korea, marking what the military calls a return to the supersonic jet age. 10 years ago, the Philippine Air Force retired its 10 remaining F-5 fighter jets, whose maintenance had grown costly. Purchase of the new FA-50 trainer jets made by a Korean company is the first order for fighter aircraft in nearly four decades. Lieutenant Colonel Rolando Pena is a pilot in the Philippines Air Force.
Of course, we are very much elated and we are very proud that we have this state-of-the-art aircraft. We've flown a push-pull cable, a subsonic aircraft, the S-211, now that we have the FA-50. It ushers in a new history.
The FA-50 has night vision imaging, and that allows them to fly both at night and in the day, and can be outfitted with short-range missile-to-missile or air-to-ground missiles, among other combat features. $420 million acquisition is part of the military's five-year $1.8 billion upgrade program. It's also part of the Philippines' plan to form a minimum credible defense posture in the face of China's increasing stance in the South China Sea. Here in the U.S., federal government has ended its bulk collection of data from the telephone calls of millions of Americans. The move follows a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. U.S. National Security Agency, in charge of the bulk telephone metadata program, is replacing the practice with more tightly targeted surveillance methods. Under the expiring data program, the government collected information about calls, including duration and phone numbers, but the content was not monitored, recorded, or collected. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.